Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Forsake Following Your Heart by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Proverbs 3:5-6. Shortly after college graduation, I became a born-again believer in Jesus Christ. I repented of my sin and surrendered my life to Christ, committing to take up my cross and follow Him no matter the cost. Yet I still wanted to pursue my original plan of becoming an actress in Los Angeles. As a Christian, I believed I was called to be a light in a dark place, so that meant that I was supposed to use my talents for Christ in Hollywood. I was receiving mixed messages from trusted believers because they kept telling me to trust God with the plans to pursue my dreams. And this just led to more confusion. Trust God with my plan and my heart's desires? Again and again, the phrase, "follow your heart," was echoing through my mind. This phrase seems to be very popular in American culture, even among Christian circles. You can find these three words boldly displayed on t-shirts or Instagram graphics and even heralded by some influential professing Christian leaders. Follow your heart. Just a harmless motto, right? It sounds really encouraging, doesn't it? Yes, very encouraging, almost Disney-like, but definitely not biblical. The Lord spoke these words about the heart through the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? As Christians, sometimes we fall into the trap of giving man's words more weight than the word of God. I wanted to encourage us to look to the direction found in Scripture for those who are God's children. A very familiar but powerful passage found in Proverbs gives the believer wisdom. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Proverbs 3:5-6. If we're putting our trust in everything or anyone but the Lord, we'll constantly be disappointed and led astray from God's perfect will for our lives. We must trust in the Lord with all of our heart, which should never be filled with more of this world than God's Word. I'm so thankful that during that time in my life, while I was faced with a major decision, I kept my heart full of God's Word, which helped me renew my mind so that I was filled with faith to trust God when He began changing my desires to follow and obey Him most of all. 1 month after I made the decision not to move to Los Angeles, realizing that it was pride that was actually driving the desire to pursue an acting career, I was introduced to my now husband, and the rest is his story. My advice to you, beloved one, is do not follow your heart. Follow God instead. He knows what you need more than you do. Trust Him with your entire heart and let Him mold it to look more like His. He will never lead you down the wrong path. Let's pray. Father, the culture around me is often very loudly proclaiming how important it is for me to pursue my dreams and destiny by listening to my heart and following it. But Your word is very clear that my heart can often bring confusion, and that the only one who can be trusted to follow is You. You've given me a new heart in Christ, yes, but my flesh is always at war with Your desires and longs to lead me away from Your will. I find Your will in Your word. So I ask You to please help me have a hunger to hide it in my heart so that I won't sin against You. Your word is what renews my mind so that I'm able to walk in obedience and look more like Christ to the world so that they may know that Your ways and thoughts are higher and better than man's. Help me to not lean upon my own understanding and trust You, not my heart's desires. I long for my heart to be molded to look more like Jesus, but I can't do that without Your help. Thank You, Lord, for leading me by Your Spirit and Your word that's a light unto my path. In Jesus' name, amen.
And oftentimes, you know, you're chasing happiness, but you don't know that God is the best way to achieve the happiness you're looking for. And so I was trying to end my suffering by sinning, but I only ended up sinning my way into more suffering.
That was Grammy winner Lecrae unpacking his testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear artists, songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.